Okay, AB3WG, good evening, everyone. We'll begin here in about 5 minutes. And it looks like we've got some of our linked repeaters checking in and some other folks. So AB3WG, my name is Chris. I am the MDC section manager. We'll begin with the monthly MDC section EchoLink net in about 4 minutes. Stand by. Okay, good evening, everyone. AB3WG, my name is Chris. I'm the MDC section manager. We will begin the MDC monthly section EchoLink conference just shortly here. It's about 1 minute till 8 o'clock, so we'll give some folks a little bit of time, maybe 2 more minutes, and then we'll get started. We're going to go straight through. I'm going to start off mentioning a few things. We'll go to our linked repeaters, the section staff, whom I don't see any of them on here right now, and then other check-ins. So we'll get right to it. And a few things to discuss tonight. Some really nice things are going on in the section, so should be a good net. So stand by. AB3WG.
AB3, Papa, we are requesting a single report on the Harford County repeater.
Okay, very good. Good evening, everyone. This is AB3WG. My name is Chris. I am the MDC section manager. Thank you for joining us here on the monthly MDC section EchoLink conference on Wash underscore DC and linked repeaters. A few good things going on this month I'm going to talk about. But first, I want to go to John, WB3GXW, we thank John Creel for the use of the MDC conference bridge and all the great stuff he does for the MDC section. John Creel, a few words, please.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is WB3GXW. Well, I noticed that the Maryland FM 14676 repeater in Jessup is now on EchoLink, wide area coverage machine, WA3DZD-R, and this is the first time that they've logged in. So that repeater, as we know, has fantastic coverage between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. And that's all I've got. Back to net control, WB3GXW.
Okay, very good. Thank you, John. And yes, I've noticed that myself. I'm glad you mentioned that because I am not familiar with that repeater, but welcome to WA3DZD. We'll get to the linked repeaters just shortly. All right, let me get started with a couple things that are going on around the section. The first thing I want to mention is the MDC page on the League website. And to get to this page, you don't have to be a League member. You can just go to ARRL.org and type in MDC in the search box, and you'll get to what I'm going to refer to going forward as the MDC page. So this page has been updated with several new pieces of information. In the description below the yellow box, I've put some information there. We're going to go over a couple of those things real quick. And also, that page has been completely cleaned up now. All the people that aren't supposed to be there under Maryland DC officials are not there. Everybody who's listed there now is a legit MDC section appointee. And I got rid of all that junk on the bottom that was on the screen, and all of that blank space is now gone. So I want to thank the ARRL folks for helping me out with that, because they were a big part of that break. Okay, and then just a couple things. On that page, the MDC page, I have listed where I'm going to be attending, the HamFest I'm going to be attending. It says have an eyeball CUSO with the section manager, and then I've listed the next appearance I'm going to make, which we'll go over that in a second. And then also on the same page, if you scroll down to the bottom for the section news, which I got out probably about a week and a half ago now. It should have hit your mailboxes like a week ago. The full version of the section news is available in the download section. Again, you don't have to be a member. You don't have to log in. You can just go to the page, just click on that section. News for March and April are out there. You can get all this information. And that was really important to me. I want to make sure that everyone, every person in the section, whether they're a league member or not, has access to the section news. So that's where that stuff is located. And I'm planning on putting some other stuff out there too, so feel free to keep an eye on the MDC site. Break. Okay, then a couple more things. My email address, I've got a new email address from the league. Most of you folks are emailing me using my call sign, ab3wg@arrl.net, which still works. That's fine if you'd like to use that. I also now, the league has given us arrl.org addresses, so that works as well. If you would like to use that, you may do so, or you can still use ab3wg@arrl.net to get me on email. Next thing, voter activation. I'm very pleased to announce that our public information coordinator, Sid Caesar, November Hotel 7 Charlie, is heading up the coordination for Maryland for the VOTA event, and I'm very appreciative of Sid doing that. So if you I haven't checked in to see on the page they have on the VOTA site whether his name is there. His name might not be there, but he is going to be heading up that effort. So thanks to Sid, NH7C. Break. All right, and just want to mention real quick a couple other things. The section staff and I are still working on a section SET coming up in the fall, probably October. We're thinking about possibly collaborating with some of our clubs or integrating that somehow and some of the things that our other clubs and other folks are doing with their SETs. Not a lot of details yet. Just know that that is being worked on, and more information will follow. I now do have a Zoom account, if I haven't mentioned that already. I have a paid Zoom account, so we're gonna start having meetings with the section staff and the MCOM folks. Those meetings will take place probably in May, and so it's really nice to be able to host meetings with that account. And lastly, most of this information is on the MDC site. I will be appearing this Sunday at the Maryland Mobileers Ham Fest, that will be, I'll be there about 8 o'clock until probably maybe 11 or noon. So hope to see some folks there. If you're there, please stop by. I'll be at a table and would love to chat. Break. Okay, that's all for me for tonight. Let's see if we have anyone from the section staff here. Oh, I see Jim is here. Thank you. Good evening, Jim. We'll get to you. RV. Usually Father Al is out here. All right, let's go to Jim Montgomery, WB3KAS. Jim is our MDC section SEC, as most everyone knows. Thank you, Jim, for joining. Your words for the net tonight.
Very good evening, everyone. Jim, WB3KAS. And glad to see we got this money as a good start, so I won't hold it up too much. We had a goal kit show at our last earnings meeting Monday. A few of us brought in what they have for the goal kit crew. And Jeff, KB3SPA, stole the show, and he had a wonderful setup, a wonderful look at what he brings to the table, what he brings to a deployment. Very proud of having him as one of our members, and certainly had a not a surprise, but pretty much a standing ovation while we all stood around, and he explained everything to us. It was very, 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 very welcome. The SET is coming along quite well. I will be making visits to the various counties between now and the SET, and to promote the show. It's not going to be just Aries, as Chris alluded to. We want to get the clubs involved. It's going to be pretty neat. I'm not going to let out the details, but if anybody who is part of the where we went and surveyed the water gauges around the state, we're going to do the similar kind of thing, but it won't be water gauges. And you can find some of these items in your backyard if you want to join us. That'll be fun. Let's see. I am leaving tomorrow morning. Wanda and I are going down North Carolina. It's the only place we can get any written stuff done. It's just too much interruptions here in town with phone calls, emails. So we're going down there with everything set off, and we're going to spend two weeks to get some written things done. So that's the story here. Back to Net, WB3KAS.
Okay, thank you, Jim. And I must say it's been a lot of fun working with Jim Montgomery. He does a great job for us here in the MDC section. It's a big job being the section emergency coordinator, and I'm very glad that Jim and Wanda are there helping us out in that regard. All right, let's go to our section traffic manager. This is W3YVQ, Al Nollmeyer, or Father Al, as we love to refer to him. And Father Al, your comments tonight, and perhaps an update on NTS 2.0, if you have it. W3YVQ, please.
Well, if I get much older, then I have to start calling me Grandpa Al. Let me stand by and reset the repeaters, please. All right, I don't know if that did it. Well, it's a little early to talk about NTS 2. There are several levels of function being looked at in earnest there to improve the ability of NTS to function and to interface with other layers of emergency communications and public service sponsored by the League and our customers, et cetera, and so forth. More on that as it develops. The various working committees working on subsets of the issues at hand. And I've already been in touch regarding methods and practices guidelines, which I've had posted at headquarters for, gosh, almost 20 years now. So we are still operating with a shortage of manpower on NDD for CW operators. That's a nightly 80-meter CW net at 7 and 10 p.m. And we invite and welcome more newcomers to the Baltimore Traffic Net, currently meeting on the 6.67 machine, 107.2 tone, in Baltimore. And there we teach folks the rudimentary principles of participating in directed traffic nets, and they hear how the radiogram gets formatted and is exchanged on voice there. And as those folks upgrade, they can move up into positions on RHF nets. The Maryland Emergency Phone Net still continues to meet in its 71st year now, and receives traffic from both the NTS Cycle 2 in the daytime afternoons, as well as from RRI's Digital Traffic Network, which nationwide forwards the legacy radiogram, radio all the way, and it does so day and night, so it can use prop when prop is available. So it's a very strong augmentation to our regular manual net systems, which they also manage and operate. So there are a million topics we could spend hours talking about here on this conference. Let me reset again. But what I would recommend is for all the folks to take advantage of the your local areas group and talk to your EC and see whether or not you can have an opportunity to check in on MEPN or MDD if you have a general ticket or higher, or come up to the Baltimore Traffic Net on the Baltimore machine and check in from your areas group. If you have stations who are generally licensed, we very sorely need liaisons on MEPN to receive the traffic that comes in every day for the newcomers that are being so dutifully turned out so well by our VEC groups. And it's great if one of those new amateurs can get a phone call from a ham that's close to him to tell him where the repeaters are, what kind of radios to use, how to make an antenna that works, and so on and so forth, and welcome them to the fraternity. And we have traffic for virtually all the people who get new licenses eventually come into MEPN, and we try and farm it out. But without liaisons to many of our counties, means our guys have to make the calls, and they're not locals. So encouragement for everyone to participate. The NTS is our formal written record copy traffic handling system nationwide to handle messages during disasters above the local area's level. And we participate at that level as well. 7-3 all, have a great month, and it won't be too long before field day will be sneaking up on us. W3YVQ 7-3.
All right, thank you very much, Father Al. Always great to have you here on the MDC section conference and on the Baltimore Traffic Net and everywhere else you appear. All right, let's go next to WI3N. This is Jim Cross. Jim is a member of our Aries Mat group, and we enjoy having him in that group. Former section manager, Jim, WI3N, your comments tonight, please.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. We'll try to be very brief. that's never happens, but anyway, so... yeah, so I had a nice visit last Saturday over to the Delaware Convention. Bob Familia, our new Atlantic Division Director, was there and gave a lot of very interesting information. And we also had a meeting with the Aries Mat group after that. That was a very good thing. Let me take a quick break. So the just a couple of other odds and ends. The Laurel Amateur Radio Club does their test sessions on the third Thursdays in Laurel at the Women's Club. This coming test session in May will be canceled because we have the Laurel Main Street Festival, which will be taking up all of the oxygen there. We also, I picked up the, went over to the city and got the permit for the LARC Field Day, which will be held at Riverfront Park, so that should be an interesting one. And I will also say that the Prince George's Aries group had a fantastic show of, things to bring if you're going out. It was incredible. Back to net, WI3N.
Very good. Thank you, Jim. And thanks for mentioning the Delaware Conference. I did not make it to that. I'm sure that was a great time. It's kind of a hike to get over there, but I'm sure that was well worth it. I'm glad you guys attended that. I'll look forward to hearing more about that in our next Aries Mat meeting. All right, AB3WG, my name is Chris. This is the monthly MDC section EchoLink Net. Let's take a break, and then we're going to go to our linked repeaters. Stand by. All right, let's continue on with our linked repeaters now, and let's go ahead and go to the KA2JAI-R repeater. Call your, check your stations in, give your comments. I think this is going to be Don handling this, so give us some comments, Don, on the Baltimore Traffic Net, and then call your stations, please, KA2JAI repeater.
Good evening, Chris and everyone. Actually, tonight, this is Mike, KA2JAI, standing in for Don. And, Chris, I want to say great work on the website and getting things organized, and thank you for doing all that. Just a little bit of local news here. This past month, we had our one of our twice-per-year Web EOC training sessions. It is an annual requirement to renew that for Aries members here. And OEM is very nice to do that twice a year for us. Although this time we actually had David WB3IGW, our local expert on WebEOC, conduct the training for us. And he did a fine job on that. Next month our meeting is on HF. I don't have a detailed agenda for that, but it's on HF topics. And public service season is... definitely begun. We've had the BNA Marathon here, the Cherry Pit, and the Schindler Triathlon, all things that involved many hams for communication support. Okay, I'm going to ask anybody listening in on the 805, if you are not already checked in, to please call now and check in. This is KA2JAI.
W3NI, nothing to report.
Nothing to report.
Okay, so Curtis, including me, we've got five check-ins here. They are KB3KWT and 3WOS, W3NI, and K3POJ, and I was the only one with comments, so I've done that. I'm going to go ahead and turn to Netu. This is KA2JAI, 73 all.
Okay, very good, Mike. Thanks very much, and great to have all the folks from Anne Arundel County Ares here on the section conference. It's a great group, and really happy to be a part of that. All right, let's move on to another linked repeater. Let's go ahead and go to the Whiskey 3 Foxtrot Delta Kilo W3FDK Mid-Atlantic Wireless. Give us some comments and then call your stations, please, W3FDK.
Well, good afternoon, Chris and the net. This is Sandy, KB3EOF, on the W3FDK repeater here in Frederick, Maryland. And this is, of course, a busy time of year for, as has been mentioned, for the clubs and activities. And I would like to start by thanking you, Chris, for showing up and manning a table at our Fred Fest. Very nice to meet you. And Marty showed up, and we had a lot of visitors. It was a very successful Ham Fest, and we appreciated all the help and support. Let's see. Also, we've got a activation with the Red Cross happening this Saturday. This is mainly for Carroll County, but Frederick County is also going to participate with this and do some WinLink and other communications. It should be fun tomorrow. We've got a lot of stuff on the calendar. We've got a fox hunt coming up. There's a Tour de Frederick bike event. And, of course, Field Day has already been mentioned. Time to get that on the radar there. Not to mention Dayton is coming up. Okay, let's see if there's any check-ins out there. Anybody want to check in to the FDK repeater? Please check in now.
Here is K3MMM Mike. No comments, just listening.
Kilo Charlie 3, Uniform Mike November, just listening.
Hello. W3JP, no comment, just listening.
Whiskey Echo 3 Romeo, just listening.
W3JP, no comment, just listening.
November 3 Hotel Yankee Mike, just listening.
All right, fine business. Well, we got five check-ins. Mike, K3 Mike, the other Mike, KC3UMN, Luke, W3JP, Richard, WE3R, and Ray, N3HYM. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. And I'm going to turn it back to you, Chris, AB3WG, KB3EOF.
All right, very good. Great Fred Fest was a great event. I look forward to doing that again with you folks. Great location, indoors, beautiful setup. That was a great event. Really enjoyed that. All right, let's go ahead to, I think I'm going to go to the ORB repeater next. Yeah, we got it. All right, let's go to, this is Ocean City, I believe. Kilo 3, Oscar Romeo Bravo. Your comments, please, and then call your stations. K3ORB.
Hey, good evening, Chris. This is Mark here in Ocean Pines, K3WOC, here on behalf of the Worcester Radio Group and the K3ORB repeater. Just a little bit of news about club stuff. Just last weekend we had Ham Fest there in Georgetown, Delaware. Our club here in Worcester County did happen to have a couple tables over there and really had a great time and saw hundreds of hams there. Really, really was an excellent day. So we also, as a club, we have decided on our Field Day location here for summer. We're very excited that this year we're going to be right in downtown Berlin, behind the firehouse there on Main Street. So more details to come. If you happen to be down here at the beach this summer, come visit us for Field Day. We'd love to see you there. But for that, we'll go ahead now and pause for any other stations that might be listening here on the K3ORB repeater tonight. Please call now. We'd love to have some comments from you. We'll stand by for check-ins. This is K3WOC QRZ.
Kilo Charlie 3, United Charlie Quebec.
KB3RRY in the mobile.
This is K3DVG in Ocean Pines. One thing I wanted to add about the Delaware Ham Fest, our VE group in the Worcester County, the Worcester Amateur Radio Group, worked with the SART group to bring in four new members. So we had a really enjoyable time with the testing. This is K3DVG, clear.
K3ORB, Maritime Mobile, Ocean City.
Hey, you got a great list of check-ins there, guys. Thank you so much. Let's start at the top of the list with Brian there in Newark, KC3UCQ.
Had a good weekend at the Ham Fest, and I am spending this weekend doing home repairs, cutting some grass, and building a 6-meter antenna. This is KC3UCQ. Back to next week.
Hey, that is most excellent, Brian. Thank you for joining us on the net. Good luck with your antenna project this weekend. It was great seeing you at Hamfest as well, man. Thank you so much. Next up on the list is Dwayne here in Berlin, KB3RRY.
Don't really have a whole lot to say. Just I'm out and about with the kids at the moment, listening to everything going on the radio. So just wanted to go ahead and check in. I'm going to go ahead and hand it back over to net control.
Roger, roger there, Dwayne. Great to hear you. Booming into the repeater tonight, my friend. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Next up on the list, we had Dave here with some comments. Thank you for that, Dave, K3DVG. Just wanted to acknowledge those comments. Thank you so much for all your help there at Hamfest with the VE group. You all did a fantastic job bringing four new hams into the world. Next up on the list, Rob over there in Ocean City, Mr. Trustee here, the repeater, K3ORB.
K3ORB, Maritime Mobile, Ocean City, 123rd and the Bay, mobile on the SS Corp. We're just getting underway here at 123rd. We had dinner at Tail Chasers, and now we're going to be making our way back to Ocean Pines. We launched out of Ocean Pines tonight. Came up here for dinner, and going to be heading back to OP here shortly.
Roger, roger, Rob. Man, I'm jealous of you right now, my friend. What a beautiful night. Could not pick a better night to be out there on the bay today. Hope you're enjoying yourself up there in Uptown Ocean City. Be safe on your travels back to the Pines here. Take care for now. And with that, I think there might have been one other station trying to check in. We'll pause one more time here before passing it back to Net. But yeah, go ahead, caller. If you're out there listening, we're standing by one more time.
Oh, that was just me, K3DCR. I doubled like a doofus.
Oh, hey there, Chris, K3DCR. Let's pass it over to you there in Salisbury. What's new with you there, sir?
Oh, this is K3DCR. Good evening, everybody on the net. Not too much. Got the Aero antenna out today, put it together. Not that hard to put together, but I'm a little worried it's going to get all bent up, so I'll have to keep taking it apart every time I put it away. Got it aimed at the space station, and I think I got a signal, and I think I might have heard something. That's about as far as I got, so guess what I'm doing this weekend. Anyway, it's one of those ones with the duplex in it, so that's pretty cool. I can just use 1HT to talk to some satellites. Anyway, that's my project for this weekend. That's all I have. K3DCR, back to the net.
Roger, Chris. Thank you so much. Great to hear you on the net. Good luck with your aero antenna and the satellite work this weekend. Look forward to hearing more about it. With that, let's go ahead and pass it back to Chris here with Net Control and the MDC section-wide Echo Link Net. AB3WG, this is K3WOC, 73, everybody.
Okay, great stuff there. Thanks very much, everybody, for checking in on the K3ORB machine. Always a pleasure to have you folks. All right, I did see our Vice Director, Marty KB3MXM, briefly, but I don't see him listed currently, so we'll come back to him if I see him come up on the list here. Let's go ahead next to the November 3 X-Ray Lima conference bridge. Call your comments and call your stations, please, N3XL.
Good evening. This is N3XL, Bill here in Bowie, Maryland.
I do coordinate the MDC Section Winlink exercises. We have a Winlink Vera AC challenge coming up on 4 May. It'll run through the 9th. I've heard some familiar call signs this evening. Appreciate those people who participate in that. Also on the 9th will be the regular Winlink check-in exercise. If you're not on the Winlink distribution list, where you get the information you need to participate in these exercises, send a request to MDC-Winlink-1. That's tactical call sign MDC-Winlink-1. This is M3XL calling for anybody on the K3ERA repeater. Please check in now. Okay. Yeah, we do have some connectivity issues with the antenna. Need to do some repair work on that. But this is N3XL, back to AB3WG. Chris, thank you for giving us a shout. Back to you, Chris.
All right, very good. Thank you and your folks for checking in. Let's take a quick break. This is AB3WG. My name is Chris. I'm the MDC Section Manager on the monthly MDC Section EchoLink Conference. Let's take a break, and then we will continue with our regular check-ins. I think I've gotten through all the linked repeaters, except possibly N3XL, I think is going to be, I don't know, we just did those. All right, stand by. All right, very good. Hopefully everything is reset. Let's go ahead. I'm just going to work my way down the list here. We're going to start at the top here with Stu, WI3J. Stu, always a pleasure having you here on the EchoLink conference. Your comments tonight, please.
Well, good evening, Chris. Everyone is net here, WI3J Stewart here in Gaithersburg. Yeah, learning along here a lot there, and N3XL, I appreciate all you do. I do participate in Winlink Wednesday with the various exercises. So I've learned a lot about Winlink here. And you just mentioned about the challenges, the VAR-AC challenges. I have to get more familiar with that. But the next one coming along there, I will take a stab at that and see if I can get the hang of that too. So there you go. I appreciate it very much. All right. Enough for me here. So back to you there, Chris. Thanks for taking the net, WI3J.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Stu. Let's see. Who is next? Let's go to KB3 Sierra Papa Hotel. This is Jeff, KB3 SPH. Your comments tonight, please.
This is KB3 SPH. Good evening, everyone. The Southern Maryland Amateur Radio Club last week had a technical training session on the Nano VNA that was well received. So we're going to try to do the technical training quarterly. The next one will be in July. Topic could be determined, but I'm sure it'll be a good one. Back to net, KB3SPH.
All right, very good. Thank you. And let's see, moving on, let's go to KC3 Tango Alpha Tango. This is Melvin, KC3TAT. Good evening. Your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, Net Control. This is KC3TAT, Melvin. I have to agree with Jeff that the Southern Maryland Radio Club's presentation was great. I learned a lot, and also the PG Aries Go Kit was interesting, and I learned a lot, and I'm building my own kit now. Thank you very much.
All right, very good. Thank you. Sounds like good fun. Let's go next to KB3SWS. Pam, your comments tonight, please.
Thank you, Chris, at Net Control and everyone else on the net this evening. I also attended the SMARC and PG Aries meetings in the last couple of weeks, and I learned a lot, but discovered that I still have a lot more to learn, which is always a good thing. I'll send it right back to you. This is KB3SWS.
All right. Thank you very much. And I'll take a little break here. Some of you may have heard in Baltimore County here about 3 weeks ago or so, we had a very large brush fire, and it gave us the opportunity to monitor that situation. And I myself learned quite a bit in that little experience. And so it's very good to get out there and kind of monitor weather events and things that happen in your community. I learned an awful lot, and things will be better going forward. All right, AB3WG, this is Chris for the MDC Section Echolink Conference. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come right back. And we're doing really good on time tonight. We don't have too many more folks to get through, so I hope to get through. I'm sure we'll get through everyone. Stand by. All right, very good. Let's go next to Kilo Charlie Tree, Tango Lima Oscar. This is Don, KC3TLO. Your comments tonight, please. All right, perhaps we'll come back to Don. Stand by, sir. All right, let's go ahead to Kilo 3 Hotel Golf, Alex, and we'd love to have your comments tonight, K3HG.
Good evening. This is Alex, K3HG, in Harford County with the Harford County Aries Races. I just wanted to check in and say good evening to everybody, and let you know this past week we had our first recruitment event at the Emergency Operations Center that we've had since pre-COVID. Everything is going well, and Marty, thanks for taking the net tonight, Marty. I'm sorry. K3HC, back to you.
Okay, very good. I was privileged to be at that event as well. That was a great event. Some great presentations, Jeff and Ted up there. You guys doing a great job. Always love going up there. Takes a while for me to get there, but well worth the effort. And that was just a great event. Thank you so much for doing that. I can't wait till next year. All right. Let's see. HG, TLO. Let's try Kilo 3, Oscar, Charlie, Mike. This is Kim. Let's have your comments tonight, please. Welcome. All right, nothing heard there. Let's try KC3TLO Don again. Let's go ahead and try one more time. KC3TLO Don. Okay, very good. Let's go to W3TDH Tom and give us an update on what's going on in your part of the section. W3TDH.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Couple of things. National Weather Service is putting out a fire danger watch for all of the area. It'll be relieved tomorrow by some rain, but then by Monday, or at the latest Tuesday, we'll be rocking again. The problem is that this part of the country has a biennial fire season. It's in the spring before green up, but after things have dried out. The fine fuel moisture today is lower than 10%. And from a guy who's got 6 years experience fighting wildfires, I can tell you that's pretty darned low, and the wind's steady and above 15. So the conditions aren't explosive, but they're pretty close. So that's one of the things we're paying attention to right now. And I would ask that everybody pay attention to it. Report any outdoor burning immediately, even if it's your own neighbor. Outdoor burning is banned statewide in Maryland right now. If they're foolish enough to do it, report them before the fire gets away. Other things to know about are that the current position of the Forest Service in Maryland and Virginia have indicated that they may need help from amateur radio if they break a large fire, because the state doesn't fund them as you would in a place like California or Washington or Michigan you know, Upper Peninsula, those areas. So their resources can get overstretched fast. I had the audacity to check in with a couple of people I know, not in a formal way, and they said, well, if you hear things are hopping, get a hold of your own management and see, because we might have to turn to them. So be aware of that. And I made sure they had current contacts like Jim Montgomery and so forth. You know, if you're a person who's on ARIES and other such efforts, stay in touch with your management and be prepared to go or work from home as the situation may demand. Until we get some green up here, this area is going to be in higher than normal fire danger. So that's our big thing for right now. And I'll turn it back to Net, W3TDH.
Okay, great. Thank you, Tom. Tom's one of our ECs, and I'm going to try to schedule a meeting with you folks next month, so that's coming up. That's on my list. And the fire hazard, I was just mentioning the brush fire we had here in Baltimore County. That was a very, very big deal. The folks had to be evacuated from homes. And the Red Cross was set up here at the local high school up the street here. So things got very bad very quickly. And so that's a very good point. Just be aware of your surroundings. And as Marty would say, your situational awareness, very important. All right. I believe one more person on the list, Kilo 3, Bravo, Yankee, Charlie, K3BYC. I think you're the last person I have not gotten to yet. Your comments tonight, please.
This is K3BYC, Carlton from Darlington, Harford County. And Chris, thank you for hosting the conference here, and good evening to everyone else who's checked in. And Chris, as Alex mentioned, I also want to thank you for attending the Harford County ARIES RACES open house recruiting reception, and it was great to see you. And I sat beside you at the table when we were eating, and I really bent your ear, so you know who I am. And don't wait till next year. Please come out. I'll put you on our mailing list for all of our meetings and any other functions. And I'm sure you're welcome to come observe next year when we do the Peach Bottom nuclear power plant drills. We'd like you to see what we do on that. We feel that the recruiting reception was successful. We just got notification from emergency management that we have three new personnel who passed their background check. So it was great. And we've been great on membership, but it was great to get new people. And it's great to just have some liaison with the surrounding jurisdictions. And we also would like to help you out on your Baltimore County City ARIES nets. Now, we do our nets on second and fourth Tuesdays, 7 p.m. ourselves, but we will still try to help you out on those nets on our alternating nights there. Anyway, thanks again, and please come out as often as you like. This is K3BYC. Back to Net Control.
Okay, thank you, Carlton. Yeah, that was great. Good chatting with you and everyone out there. Great time. All right, I think I've gone through everyone on the list. Is there anyone I have not called, please? Okay, very good. I want to thank everybody for joining tonight. It's a pleasure running these EchoLink nets. It's one of the things I look forward to every month as section manager. I don't have to talk too much, and it's all about everybody else in the section and what's going on. It's great to hear what you guys are doing and all the great work you're doing. I'm having just such a great time going around to the HamFest and meeting everybody for the events and the HamFests that are happening each month. So please keep up the great work. I've got a lot going on my end. I'm getting databases cleaned up and scheduling meetings with folks. Again, we're working on an SET this year, so a lot of great stuff going on. Please feel free to call, write, email, and or you can catch me on the Baltimore Traffic Net on 6-7, as Father Al mentioned. And I'm always available, always willing to help. And so good stuff all around. Any last comments before we close?
This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Good evening, Chris.
Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, go ahead, please. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Milford, coming through the KB3GXW-R repeater. I snuck in because it looks like I'm the only color on the list. That's okay. I heard all the of the comments. I thought they were very good. I just wanted to let you know, Chris, that as Bowie Wires Association, we do have a place at the Bowie Fest, which is a showcase for all the various groups and activities in and around the city of Bowie. That'll be on June the 3rd. So we have a place there, and we're just working to get that all lined up. So I just wanted to keep you informed of that. Appreciate it. You did a great job tonight. So with that, I'll pass it back and say November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf will be clear. And QRT.
All right, very good. Thank you, Milford. Yes, I'm scheduled to be, and I will be, at the Bowie Fest. So I'll list that on the MDC site. That's a few months from now, but we'll get that on the MDC site probably in a couple months here. So looking forward to that. All right, let's go ahead and wrap this up. It's about 6 minutes of, so great job, everybody, tonight. Again, it was a pleasure hosting the EchoLink conference. And again, we thanks to John Creel for hosting us here each month. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and have a great evening. AB3WG73.